Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This text says, Eric Zorn's comments were disgusting. I am changing stations. I believe that was somebody who was upset with the fact that Eric is not interested in the winter games. Did this come from Ryan Burrow, our news director? Which would be bad.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He was a kind of stomping and storming around here.
He's hiding in his little side office here. Oh, he's coming.
Well, he's going to, I know he's going to skip down here in a few minutes.
Oh, he's already leaving, yeah.
Well, because Eric wasn't making the case to not watch the Olympics. He was simply telling you why he doesn't want to watch the Olympics, how he finds them almost trivial. He didn't use that word, but the way he described them was as if they were not important, as if they were trivial.
The Winter Olympics, I keep seeing like ads now on NBC that it's going to be next month sometime, I guess. I've never felt less excitement about an Olympic Games coming up. It feels like, you know, the world's in turmoil, all kinds of really important, kind of scary news. There are not that many events that are very interesting to me in the Winter Games. Figure skating, like, again, I mean, it feels like a big Cirque du Soleil act. It's just people doing stunts. It's like a stunt competition. Yeah. Same with the snowboarding and all those things.
I don't watch the snowboarding, but... Well, what if Cirque du Soleil were competitive and it was the best people in the world doing it? I mean, what would be so bad about that? So, look, the guy's got his own opinion, and we invite him to come on the show and talk with us about stuff. So that's what we do here. Nobody was trying to persuade you that you shouldn't watch the Olympics or whatever. But Eric sure isn't going to. And I said, Eric, if you do, you will discover, like we do every 4 years, oh, yeah, figure skating is awesome. Oh, yeah, that lady going down the hill at 80 miles an hour, shushing in between the poles, that's pretty crazy. Ryan Burrow, our news director, is also our Olympic correspondent. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, John. Yeah, I heard Eric.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. The Olympics have been on my mind, but I understand. I get they're not people aren't there yet. I understand. Like, I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not thinking about college basketball right now. I know that come March and April, I'll be hooked and I'll know all these teams and I'll know the players, but I'm not there yet. I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, I think we all know that if you open yourself up to these games, they can be amazing, right? I mean, if you're willing to sit down and watch and enjoy sport and enjoy the best in the world,
yeah,
it's going to amaze you.
Well, the only one I don't understand, and then every now and then they'll show a clip of it and then I don't watch it, is where they ski and then shoot a rifle and then do something else.
That's what they do, yeah.
Is that it? Ski and shoot
ski
a rifle?
Ski and shoot a rifle, yeah. Yeah.
And I know their heart's bumping and they got to really shoot that gun perfectly, and
which is interesting because you're a runner. Like, that is a sport that is designed for runners. I mean, that's a big part. A lot of them, they don't train to do that. They become runners, and then they, you know, the experts in that field say, that guy's a good runner. Let's turn him into a biathlete.
So what sport are you most interested in at the games?
Right now, hockey. I want to see hockey. I want to see the men's and women's. I want to see Canada versus U.S. I want to see men's and women's. I want to see them throw down. I want to see the best of the best. I mean, we got the NHL in it this year. That's going to be amazing. We get 2 weeks off from the Hawks, obviously, but you know, it's going to be really cool to watch the best Americans versus the best Canadians.
It's been that way for a while, though, right? The last few Olympics?
Well, not for NHL. We haven't had NHL since 2014.
Wait a minute, 2014. So then we had the games in
2018.
And they didn't have the NHL players?
No. Mm-mm.
Really? We haven't been doing that?
Nope. Mm-mm. The NHL said, no, we're not doing that.
But now they are.
Now they are.
So they clear out the schedule for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So when's the last Blackhawks game? It must be coming up pretty
quickly. Yeah, when is that? I don't have the schedule. I think we go... Because the men's starts, it's probably next week, I would think.
I would imagine.
Some Blackhawks fan knows right now, and I'm sorry, I just don't have it off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. You don't have the schedule in front of you. But I mean, so then we'll see the best Canadians against the best Russians. No Russians. Because they are not allowed to participate.
Under their flag, yeah. There might be some individual athletes they'll compete under the
Russian
international flag.
Oh, is that what it was? Which they
yeah,
the
America, the Olympic flag, you know, you'll see that. You might see that for some individual sports, maybe some figure skating, although some of the points didn't qualify for
Why
them.
Why are the Russians not invited?
Because of Ukraine.
Because of Ukraine?
Yes.
Yeah. Has that been in all the papers? Does everybody know about that?
Yeah, yeah, they should. And they're not allowed to have a team, so no hockey.
Incidentally, just a tangent to that, and it's tragic. The casualty toll and the war in Ukraine now after 4 years. And remember, it was right after the last Olympics that then the tanks lined up and they all started to drive right into Ukraine. Is now 2 million. 2 million casualties in Russia and Ukraine. It's just unbelievable that we've gone from one winter game to another and they are still fighting and that there's nothing we can seem to do to keep Russia at bay. They just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And Ukraine keeps fighting back. Ukraine, obviously, is allowed into the game.
They are. They have a team. Training has been a struggle. But a lot of these, especially winter sport athletes, do train elsewhere. A lot of the American skiers, for example, are already in Italy. A lot of the snowboarders are, you know, in Germany before the games.
Who's favored in hockey, then?
I would say Canada, but we'll see what happens once the puck goes on.
Does the United States have a chance?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if anything we saw, I don't know if Kevin's at his post, but if anything we saw last year in that U.S. versus Canada men's, what was it called, Kevin? The, is he?
Did
he step away for a second?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the game was amazing when they were in the championship game. I want to say it's not the Frozen Four. What was it?
The name that they call the final game between the two?
Yeah.
Well, are the U.S. women competitive as
well? Yes, absolutely, in hockey. Yeah, same thing. Beat the Canadians. That's the goal. Number one goal.
But figure skating is really the marquee event of the Winter Games.
You'd think so, yeah. Ilya Malinin, who was brought up by Eric, the quad god, better than anyone right now. He's blowing the world away right now.
And Eric sort of challenged us. I don't need to keep using Eric as a reference point in this conversation, but he said, can you name any of the figure skaters? And once upon a time, we did know who Nancy Kerrigan were and so on and so forth.
You knew
forth.
Them during the games. I mean, I understand. You guys probably, and that's the one thing that when he was talking, you know, yeah, he doesn't know them now, but if he opens up and watches by the end of these games, he's going to know Amber Glenn. He's going to know Alyssa Liu. You know, he's going to know the quad guy.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I don't know about the Olympics. I know you, and every now and then you talk to us about him. But when it comes on, and by the way, John Hansen, who knows the Blackhawks schedule, said that the Hawks are off February 5th to the 26th.
There we go.
February 5 to 26th. So really, what's that, 21? That's 3 weeks that the NHL shuts down for the games.
Did anyone know Apollo Anton Ono before he took the ice? Did anyone know Peekaboo Street? Did anyone know the Flying Tomato, Sean White?
Yes.
Before the games? Before the Olympics?
You're in the minority.
Yeah, but I've been snowboarding for like 30 years.
And don't you have family out west, Lauren?
I do. They live in Colorado.
So that was kind of a hometown story for you. More of a local one.
It was just, you know, he was the best for so long. I mean, X Games, all kinds of things like that he would be throwing down, Ryan.
Is it the luge where they go down the ice tube on the sled?
Well, they've got
half pipe,
they've got bobsled, and they've got luge, and they've got skeleton. Skeleton's super scary because you're actually facing forward with a helmet on.
Yeah,
it's like you're sledding face first.
But that one seems to me to be the athleticism is, can you sprint really hard for about 4 seconds, and then you ride the sled.
And by the way, Jamaica's got a bobsled team. Actually, three sleds that will be competing. This is their fourth Olympics, and it's one of those sports, too, where you got a bunch of guys who can run really fast. Let's put this cart out there and see how fast we can go.
The text messages include these. I love Eric Zorn's opinion. I thought John was too hard on Eric. Oh. I love the Olympics, but everyone has their opinion, says Ann, a longtime listener. 773 said, I don't care what Eric Zorn said about the games. We've had Winter Olympics when there's been a hell of a lot more turmoil in this world than what's going on now. Yeah, he suggested that maybe there's more important things to worry about. And I'm like, well, of course there is. But that's why the Olympics are also such a great release point for us.
Well,
it's
internationally, right? We all come together. You see these athletes, no matter what country, come together. And they all learn each other's names. They're all friendly with each other. It's what international peace is supposed to be about, right?
One other note here. I like Ryan's mention of college basketball. I could tell you all about Arizona's win over BYU last night and Nebraska's hot start, but I don't know anything about the Olympics. But damn sure I'll be in front of my TV for 2 weeks come February.
There you go.
Bring on the curling, says this listener. We're talking about the games with Ryan Burrow. Ryan,
no Team Schuster this year. It's Team Casper. Young guys We're not used to these guys.
We're not used to any of these people. There was a Team Schuster. So curling will be a sport again?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a new sport this year?
Yes, Schemo. Schemo. Actually, Cameron Smith, talked to him 2 weeks ago from Rockford, is participating in this sport. And it's crazy. It's basically skiing without a chairlift. So you have a teammate. It's a male and a female. You climb up the mountain using climbing gear. And then you have to have your skis packed with you. And then you're going down the mountain. And it's a race for time, essentially. I have not seen it play out yet. He explained it. It's all in the Quest for Gold podcast. You can have a listen. Cameron Smith, he was a track guy, and his teammate is a track person, and they put them together, and he said it's been going great.
Hmm. What's the one where the snowboarders, a bunch of them, race down the
snowboard
hill?
Cross? Yeah, that's really cool.
Describe
so you can
that.
Have like yeah, you can have I think it's six of them side by side, gates open up and away they go with various jumps, and you're trying to cross the finish line first, and people are falling all over the place, and I think that's a lot of fun as well.
Who is the famous downhill skier, real fast in and out of the pylons and all?
You're talking about Schifrin?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Is she going to be in
Schifrin?
The games?
Yep, mm-hmm.
I thought she had a catastrophic injury and wasn't going to play
anymore. Well, I think you might be thinking of Lindsey Vonn,
yeah,
who disappeared for 6 years, retired, and came back at the age of 41.
Last Olympics.
She's back this time.
She's back this time.
She's back this time.
She's got a big article in the People magazine this week.
Really? Well, did you catch that, Mayor?
I did. And yeah, she's got like a bionic knee, doesn't she?
Well, she thinks that that's actually going to be an advantage to her because she's been out for 6 weeks. She says all these kids have been getting beat up. Here I am at 41 and I'm fresh as a daisy.
That's right. She's got no pain in the knee and she's raring to go.
Are robots allowed to compete?
That almost seems like an unfair advantage.
Right.
Although far be it for me to say anybody at that age who's had catastrophic knee problems has an unfair advantage. But if your joints are fresh, new, and squeaky clean, maybe...
I think it's just the one knee, John. Her other one, I think, is still banged up. I'll read the article again.
John, I hope you're going to say, spoiler alert, giving Olympic results. No. Some of us still enjoy watching the events in the evenings. I believe the plan is that we are not going to
We don't work for NBC. NBC would love us to not give information out.
John, I agree with Eric Zorn. I won't be watching the Olympics. I never have. I'm 63 years old, and I got mad at the Olympics when I was a kid because that's all that was on TV. So now it's a matter of principle. Okay, habit, but I still won't watch. Wow.
Here we go. It was on all the time? Man. Ever since I've been alive, it's only been on for 2 weeks at a time, but,
Now that's a grudge holder.
you do you, 224, but you know you're stubborn, right? You're cutting off your own nose. What if there was something spectacular on the ice? So you're looking most forward to hockey. What
hockey,
else?
Figure skating is going to be great. And to be honest with you, I really think Team USA is going to bring home a lot of hardware in speed skating. I think that both the men's and women's side have just incredible talent, young talent. This Jordan Stolz from suburban Milwaukee. He's doing commercials right now for NBC. You've probably seen him. He is going to absolutely amaze in the 500, the 1,000, the 1,500. He's beating the world right now in everything. Every time he touches the ice.
Mm. Well, we always appreciate your commentary, and then the game started on
February 6th, so two Fridays from now. We got another couple Quest for Gold. Yeah, interesting thing. I did want to talk about security. This is an interesting game because there are actually six different Olympic Village locations. So we did a story, I know, about how the federal government is using ICE agents.
Right.
They need additional security because usually, these athlete villages, there are only one or two of them at these locations. There are six because these venues are spread out across Italy. So they need a bigger footprint in a lot of these places. So they've had to call federal agents in.
630 said, I'm so excited for the Winter Olympics. 2! My former student, Ethan
Seprin
of Glen Ellen, is
one of those guys.
A long track speed skater. And this is his second Olympics. I also grew up in Saranac Lake, New York. One town over from Lake Placid, so the Winter Olympics are in my blood.
Yeah, he's in Team Pursuit, won bronze last time. It's going to be amazing. He's going to be great.
Okay, buddy. Well, stay in touch and keep us posted as we get closer to the 6th.
Sounds good.
Ryan Burrow, the WGN Radio News Director, and also the host of an Olympics podcast called Quest for Gold.